Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, when California does things, they do things big. California is not going to mess around. California, early on in this pandemic, had, we believe, a milder strain than what was going on in New York. And maybe it's also because you don't have such close quarters in New York and populations right on top of each other. It's more spread out. I don't know if you've ever driven across Los Angeles in one day. It's sometimes it takes a day. You know, Los Angeles is pretty spread out. I was born there, and I still can't believe the growth. It's basically, you used to be L.A. to San Diego, and there was just desert, and it's just homes and homes and homes and homes. So SoCal is now SoCal, and it's probably one of the most populous areas in the country. In terms of, and largest in terms of geography. So no surprise that there will be a new COVID strain coming from Southern California. Just no surprise at all. Southern California has different travel behaviors than New York. New York, we have a lot of New York to London, New York to Europe travel. With LA, Southern California and California, we have a lot more travel from Hawaii, Philippines, Asian countries. So it's no surprise that something that might have developed, you know, in Asia and came to California might not have had the same process of mutations and changes as strains that ended up in New York going through Europe. So California now has a new strain called the L452R variant. What makes this a little interesting is this variant was first discovered in Denmark. So somebody from Denmark made it to L.A., we believe, and then started to spread this one. They believe, I don't know if it was Kaiser Permanente, but there was some Christmas party where somebody dressed up in a big air balloon Santa suit or something, and they believe that just sprayed COVID all over the place and infected 90 people. So that outbreak that they had at that hospital center of workers or medical center, they believe came from this variant, the L452R variant. Now, it has some similarities to the UK variant, the B1117. You don't have to keep track of all this. That's my job. Don't worry, I'll take care of that for you. Don't worry. But it has a lot of differences. Now, the L452R, I have to keep looking it up because I don't have that one memorized, has spike protein mutations. But what's interesting about this new variant is they said originally, according to the San Francisco Chronicle, they found 4% of the samples had that variant in December when they look back if they kept the samples, but then it jumped to 25% of the samples by early January. So they believe this strain is going to become more dominant. Now, people are like, well, okay, well, what does that mean? So the majority of the samples, now we're seeing more samples have it. How does that relate to numbers? Well, and we're going to be talking about this because one of you had a question. When you have viruses and strains, they compete against each other. That's why I think our flu season is a little bit more meek. I don't want to say anything and jinx it, but why we haven't been talking a lot about flu. Because there's some competition. If I'm Dr. Dahlia, if there's a COVID that wants to get into me and attach and hit my ACE2 receptor, it needs to get there first. And if I'm batting these other ones out of the ballpark, and this one gets wily enough and it knows how to get around my mask or get on my microphone, if it knows how to outsmart me, then that's the one I'm going to get. So when you see cases spike of a certain variant, that tells me the virus is smarter. Or it's the virus that knows how to replicate more, get in the body, then get out of the body, get to other bodies, and spread before other COVID can latch on. Now, meanwhile, while this is going on in California, where we have a more transmissible virus, the CDC had warned us on Friday, guys, you better mask up, because this UK variant is going to be the dominant strain in the United States. Now, you know, we have these two emerging headlines of the UK strain is going to be the most severe, and the British are coming, the British are coming. And then we have the LA strain that seems to be highly transmissible. None of these are supposed to be more deadly. Nothing has turned into an Ebola-like virus yet, thank God. But if you're telling me we're going to have more cases, well, then it's a numbers game, and then we have more numbers of people sick. So even if you're telling me that the virus isn't deadly, that's great, or not as deadly, or deadlier, that's great news, but I still have to be cautiously optimistic, because if you're telling me this is going to be highly contagious, then that means more people are going to get infected with it. The other concern I have, too, is as we keep changing and have more variants to these viruses, how much is this spike protein going to look? Now, I told you I'm a fan of mRNA vaccines because they could be tweaked. I taught you guys about mRNA. I made a video. For those of you that's not a beautiful video, not illustrations are really lacking, but I made a quick 2.5-minute video on how mRNA vaccines work, where it's a messenger RNA, brings a message to the muscle cell to make these spike proteins. We just change the message. We can alter the vaccine, lickety-split, change the message of the mRNA, inject people, that then they're able to make the spike proteins of the newer variant. So I'm very optimistic about our vaccine choices and how I think they can help fight these new variants. But this UK variant has been spreading pretty quickly. I believe it was found in 18 states. Expect more, because once we figure it out, it's already been here. We haven't really been testing it. So the CDC says we need to be very, very judicious with our masks and our social distancing and our hand washing, because they believe the UK strain is going to be very dominant. COVID's not going to go away by the spring, and we're not going to vaccinate fast enough. Biden wants us to vaccinate quickly, and I get that, but we need to make more vaccines. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Keep those questions coming. Don't go away. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the tech boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot e-commerce payment sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Text the word HOT to 48542. Here's just one example of what you can get with the up-to-minute research from Avid Market Readers. According to Allied Market Research, mobile payments are on track to exceed $12 trillion, and Avid has identified one of the hottest companies in North America that is poised to dominate the mobile payment and e-commerce sector in 2021. Text the word HOT to 48542. 5542 to get your free subscription to Avid Market Readers. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word HOT to 48542. Set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with our information delivery system from Avid Market Readers. Text HOT to 48542 now and don't get left behind in 2021. Text HOT to 48542.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they are able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel for working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So I know I've received some criticism when I have said I was never in favor of, I don't believe we had to lock down and kill economies throughout the world, throughout the country. I live in Las Vegas. Did we really have to put millions of people out of work, destroy people's jobs and careers for the COVID virus when it wasn't the local bakery's fault that we didn't have enough hospital beds, or we didn't have a vaccine ready, or we didn't have enough healthcare workers? Right? It's the state's fault. If we only have, let's say in California, 75,000 beds for 40 million people, that's not Taco Bell's fault. That's right, the state's fault for not having enough hospital beds, not having enough surge facilities, not having enough incentives for people to go into medicine. Now what are they doing? They're going to cut pay to doctors again. Yeah, I don't know why, right? Right? Some hospital workers aren't getting their raises or their cost of living increases. People are just doing it wrong. They're just doing it wrong. Apologize. So when the study came out, which many of you are going to say, I told you so. I know. I told you so too. Study came out saying mandatory lockdowns may not have any clear benefit to controlling COVID. Some of you are going to say, nah, I don't believe it. I don't believe it. I think we needed to lock down. And it stinks because many of those people have jobs at home and they like working at home. And they're still making money and, you know, so we need to filter them out and ask the people who are completely out of work and how they felt about the lockdown. And the majority of them are like, really? Was that really, really necessary? So luckily somebody studied it. And what they did is they found that less restrictive measures might have worked at the same efficiency as these mandatory lockdowns. So by mandatory lockdown, we're looking at stay-at-home orders. We're looking at you being arrested for paddleboarding, like that one gentleman in California. We're looking at if you're salon or restaurant opens up, you lose your business license. Those sort of restrictive measures, did those help? And for those business owners that had a little coffee shop or a little bakery or a little salon, they said, really, is all this COVID because of my store, really? So in this study, what they did is they looked at Sweden and South Korea. Sweden and South Korea did not really implement the mandatory lockdowns that we saw that happened in China, originally Italy, the UK, and then the US. And so business closures, stay-at-home orders, and they said Sweden relied on social distancing guidelines, discouraging of international domestic travel, and a ban on large gatherings. South Korea relied on intensive investments of testing, contact tracing, and isolation of infected cases and close contacts. So whenever you have an outbreak, you have a few options. Right? First, what you want to do is if somebody's sick, you keep them home. Don't let them go to school. Don't let them go to work. You isolate them. Once it starts to go into an epidemic, then obviously we need to recruit more efforts. If it goes into a pandemic, it's really kind of hard to isolate everybody. But these countries said, look, if you're sick, you're isolating. You're not going to work. Everybody's still social distance. We're going to ban large gatherings. Other places or states within our country was like, nope, you can't even paddleboard. You can't even exercise. No. If you're leaving the house, you need to tell us why. So I believe that was in France. You even had to show a card. So more restrictive mandatory lockdowns were Britain, France, Germany, Iran, Italy, Netherlands, Spain, and the United States. And they found that non-pharmacological interventions, meaning non-medicine interventions, like the social distancing and things like that. All right. Oh, hold on a second. No, and now it's just, oh my gosh, sorry, my computer's down. But they found that the non-pharmacological interventions had pretty similar rates. They say here, these were researchers from, They said small benefits cannot be excluded. We do not find significant benefits on case growth or And they say small reductions of case growth may be achievable with less restrictive interventions. Now, I'm going to dissect this study a little bit more and write about it because this was Stanford University researchers. I apologize. This came out of Stanford. So the debate on whether we had to close down is going to continue. The lawsuits are going to come. In fact, if I was an attorney right now, I would be catching up on my sleep because I don't think they're going to be sleeping for months. And these studies are going to be used and brought up going, you know, when officials made these random decisions in the claim of public health, did they use science? And they said, well, the science is that this is spreading. Yeah, but did you have to really cause all these people to go into poverty? Now, you do have a select group of people who are for lockdowns. I'm not talking about the ones that just, you know, like bad things happening and like history and, you know, wanted to see, you know, the Trump economy or the Biden economy fall. I'm looking at the people that are realizing, wait a second, we get government help if we do lock down. So, being devil's advocate, I spoke to you about how early on in Las Vegas, the schools closed down before our governor made any major restrictions. Places of work already saw the drops. Restaurants were already starting to become empty. Salons were empty. Bakeries were starting to become empty. And the reason why is the kids were home from school. People started to panic about what was going on. There was no state restrictions yet. But when the kids are home from school, well, then your worker, your employees can't come to work because they don't have child care all of a sudden. Then people had to run and get toilet paper and things like that. So they were going to grocery stores. They weren't going to stop and do their hair. Or they weren't going to stop and buy furniture or, you know, go to a movie. So movie theaters and salons, they were already starting to see these restrictions. Once a governor said, guys, we're closing down, that, yes, it was devastating, but it was going to kind of happen anyway. And the designation of that, and then the government passing the PPP funding and the stimulus bill, then allowed people to have access. Now, so some people have asked me, if they live in a state with more restrictive measures, will they be able to get more government help? Well, with the way the new stimulus package is being done, you have to prove that your place of business dropped, I believe, 25 to 35%. I have to look up the correct number. And if you are operating at 25 to 35% less, at least, than last year, you could get help. So then that allows those who didn't have restrictive measures on their states be able to get relief as well. So people ask, why is California overwhelmed if they have the strictest restrictions in the country? Well, because maybe lockdowns don't work. Maybe those of us locking down feel the need to just get out and see people. Maybe people get stir crazy. You know, in fact, we have seen evidence that many of the cases of COVID are household spread. Now, mind you, we shouldn't be at a rave, concerts. You know, I was watching the playoffs. You know, luckily people were able to spread out. Gosh, it would have been nice to be able to go to a playoff game and with seats spread out and being able to sit. That must have been, that was like first class. That must have been really, really nice. But, you know, being among other people, yes, your large gatherings, you're going to get exposed. But, you know, maybe it's because those of us that have been home the whole time, as soon as you could see somebody, you want to go. I think so many people have mask fatigue, or they just don't believe what the media is telling them, that they do the opposite. I'm seeing young kids do very careless behavior because once you told them to restrict, it's like get out of jail free. So I do believe that you shouldn't do extremes. I think we do have to be smart. We do have to use barriers such as masks. We do have to wash our hands. We do have to social distance. I just don't think the average small business needed to be destroyed and decimated. I don't. And it's just a real, real shame that that's what ended up happening. And I think we're going to see more studies confirming that. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the tech boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot e-commerce payment sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Text the word HOT to 48542. Here's just one example of what you can get with the up-to-minute research from Avid Market Readers. According to Allied Market Research, mobile payments are on track to exceed $12 trillion, and Avid has identified one of the hottest companies in North America that is poised to dominate the mobile payment and e-commerce sector in 2021. Text the word HOT to 48542 to get your free subscription to Avid Market Readers. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word HOT to 48542. Set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with our information delivery system from Avid Market Readers. Text HOT to 48542 now and don't get left behind in 2021. Text HOT to 48542.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The inauguration of Joe Biden set to take place on Wednesday, and the commanding general of the D.C. National Guard says they're taking no chances leading up to the inauguration.
The FBI is scrubbing, the Secret Service gives out their credentials, and then we have other agencies helping with the scrub as well.
Major General William Walker speaking on NBC's Today Show. Worth noting, there have been no specific threats of violence regarding the inauguration. Security forces in Guatemala clashed with a migrant caravan on Sunday. Between 7,000 and 8,000 migrants left Honduras, headed for the United States to seek political asylum as Joe Biden prepares to enter the White House.
The first thing we will do when we arrive in the United States is find a job.
That immigrant speaking on Fox News, USA Radio News. President Trump is expected to issue many pardons before he leaves the White House. The president has already pardoned over 24 people. Dr. Anthony Fauci is expressing his belief that one of President-elect Joe Biden's coronavirus goals is achievable.
100 million doses in the first 100 days is absolutely a doable thing.
The coronavirus task force member and one of the nation's top infectious disease experts telling NBC News that we're close to seeing data on vaccines from Johnson & Johnson along with AstraZeneca. Fauci also discusses a new virus mutation that's showing up across the country.
The thing we really want to look at carefully is that does that mutation lessen the impact of the vaccine? And if it does, then we're going to have to make some modifications.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Hi, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So we did have some breaking news today. The inauguration rehearsal had to be dramatically evacuated because there was a, quote, external security threat. People are on high alert as the FBI has picked up on chatter for there to be riots across all 50 states during the inauguration. And so we're seeing tens of thousands of National Guard troops that has now descended upon the Capitol. There's been multiple barriers put up and all sorts of social securities in place And so, unfortunately, when there was a fire that was seen near the inauguration, it caused huge plumes of smoke. People started to panic. Staffers had to, quote, run for their lives from the bleachers set up, and it turned out was a fire caused by a homeless woman who was using propane inside her tent. So staffers in nearby buildings were told to stay away from windows. The military was evacuated. The fire department later tweeted that the smoke came from a fire beneath a bridge a short distance away, and it was started by a homeless woman trying to heat up her tent. President Trump, from what we understand, is leaving D.C. as of Wednesday, I believe by 8 a.m. Does not plan on being there at the inauguration. I think his daughter will be. And there's been, you know, a lot of unfortunate drama that has ensued around the impeachment, et cetera. But, you know, a lot of now eyes are on what is Joe Biden going to do. We hear that there's going to be tons of executive orders that he's going to plan on his very first day. And that's what Trump did. They all do that. You know, once you get to be president, you know, and there's something you've always wanted to do, you're going to do it. Biden won't pardon. Trump will do the pardons. Pardons are usually the most controversial, and then they have to, you know, deal with the media aftermath. So Trump's going to do his pardons during his last week. But Biden is going to make a bunch of executive decisions, probably delay federal student loan payments, ease up, from what we understand, on some of the migration policies and immigration policies instituted by Trump. He's going to rejoin the Paris Accord. So he's going to reverse a lot of things that President Trump has done. So there's going to be a lot of legislation. DACA recipients who gained status under Obama will also have a faster path. There will be much, you know, clearance from clearing from Congress that'll have to be done. There's not a huge majority that Biden has, but he has enough of a majority, and his executive orders, many of them don't need Congress, obviously, to weigh in on. But a lot of eyes are on these migrants that are coming, and I'm not sure if you're aware, I've been following the story throughout the weekend. Apparently thousands upon thousands of Honduran migrants are hoping that Biden makes good on his promise to ease up on immigration. And so they have entered Guatemala and are going to continue to march north. Originally, we were told that it was a few thousand and the numbers dropped down to 1,000. Then, as of yesterday, we were told that the numbers swelled to 9,000. And it will grow as people who are sick of their COVID restrictions, economy, hurricane-battered areas, they're going to want to probably join in and head towards America. Guatemalan officials could not stop them. There was some pushback. It almost looked like the riots that we saw at the Capitol pushing through. And so people are asking, is Biden going to open up the gates? Now, I'm looking at many of these Honduran refugees, and many of them are not wearing masks. Hey, they are not social distancing. I'm not sure how prevalent COVID is in Honduras and Guatemala and Mexico, but my guess is we are going to have a huge public health emergency. Now, a Biden official told NBC that the situation at the border is not going to be transformed overnight. So looks like the Biden administration is pushing back on migrants wanting to come in. That's going to be a crisis he probably faces within the first month of his presidency, easily his first 100 days. And the Biden official said that the migrants need to understand they are not going to be able to come to the United States immediately. There's help on the way, but now is not the time to make the journey. And it's interesting because some people on Facebook have said, you know, the one of the very few things they agreed with President Trump on is some of his border policies, especially now with what's going on with COVID. So the southern states, Texas, Arizona, New Mexico, California, are they going to be prepared to take the thousands upon thousands of migrants that are going to want to cross the border? Are our hospitals ready? We barely have hospitals and beds and medications and vaccines and jobs for current Americans. Now, Biden had promised, and again, this is where these politicians have to be very careful, like George Bush Sr., you know, read my lips, no more taxes. I mean, you have to be very, very careful with the promises you're making. And so Joe Biden had promised to give 11 million illegal immigrants a path to citizenship. And so those already in the country that have been here, those kids that were brought at a young age that have been here for decades, you know, I'm assuming those are the ones he wants to start the process. But if the Biden administration is going to open up the gates and we already have a public health crisis, you know, as a doctor, I want to help as many people. I don't care what country you're from, but our hospitals are overwhelmed. Right? Our first responders are overwhelmed. Our jails are overwhelmed. Our abilities to employ Americans and our employers are overwhelmed. We right now are contemplating a $15 federal minimum wage. And trust me, people can't live on $7 an hour. I get that. But you're going to ask an employer to do that. And then many of them are probably going to offer less jobs. And then now there's going to be more competition for jobs. So I don't know what the answer is. But when I was asked this weekend, what would thousands of people coming through our border mean? I agree with Trump. I agree with the Biden official. Now is not the time for us to open up the borders, especially when we're trying to figure out if our vaccines work against these variants. I can't stand seeing travel paused. It kills me to see people, you know, not being able to come to our beautiful country. It kills the tourism industry. You know, many, family and friends need to leave the country to see their family members, and they're afraid they won't be able to get back. That's another question I'm going to answer for you guys. Some of you are concerned about how to get back in the country if you go to visit your family. There's some rules and restrictions now, especially on air travel. So I am nervous, and the caravan is coming, and what's going to happen is the caravan is going to continue to trudge through the other. So Trump had told Guatemala and Mexico to step it up, and Trump had demanded that those countries stop people from coming to our border. And then when COVID hit and America was very open and blatant about you're not coming here, the caravan lost, you know, interest. But now people are rejuvenated. They go, you know what? Joe Biden said he's going to be pro-migrant. So let's do this. And even though officials are saying, don't come here, not yet, not yet, I don't think many will listen. I think they're in trouble. And America is right now on the verge to start opening up the coffers and giving out more money and giving out more benefits. And so, why wouldn't anybody come to America right now? But I'm telling you right now, our hospitals are overwhelmed. Anybody who lives in the southern states, I think is getting kind of nervous. Because if already in California, an ambulance won't take you to the hospital if they don't think you're going to make it, you think that's going to improve when we open the borders? So it's frustrating. You know, my father was an immigrant. My grandparents were immigrants. They had to become citizens, learn the language, and do all that. So I love immigration and love having a path. I think that's great. But, we need to be very careful what we promise. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Times are certainly uncertain. In fact, the return of food shortages is likely. Don't take chances. Make the decision to acquire a dependable supply of long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts for up to 25 years in storage, ready the moment you need it. There's an old saying, failing to plan means planning to fail. Don't wait for the next crisis. Have a 3-month, 6-month, or even 1-year supply of food on hand. It's easy and affordable. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of folks like you for over a decade, and our mission is your survival. Our meals are delicious and provide you with 2,000 calories a day, and our kits arrive quickly and discreetly at your doorstep. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Take the pressure off yourself. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and face the future without regrets.
Hi, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have kids or grandkids or students who have boo-boos? We all do. And sometimes we need to take care of the cut, the fever, the burn, the tummy ache before we get to a medical provider. Well, me and other physicians have created an easy guide called The Art of the Boo-Boo. The Art of the Boo-Boo helps you with easy bite-sized chapters and guides you through the most common issues infants and kids face. Get it on Amazon or on my website at drdahlia.com at a very low price. Give it to your teacher or family as gifts. The Art of the Boo-Boo. We make it easy. Hey, guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Keep the calls, the questions, the comments coming. We love it. So over the break, this is something I've brought up, but we do have a lot of new listeners, and telemedicine has gotten so big that people love it or they hate it. And so one of our listeners has been accused of having COVID a little too many times for their taste, and they're a little frustrated because they think it's their yearly sinus infection, and they want to know why doctors are accusing them of COVID. Are we in on it? Are we making money? So I think some of us are looking at COVID a little bit wrong. We were, last year, dealing with a flu season and our cough and cold season and pneumonia season like we normally do. Then we were told that something happened in the Wuhan lab. More and more discussions that it came from a lab accident or a release or something, as opposed to some woman eating a bat. But, you know, I'll wait till they give us the final investigative results on that. I really don't think it was from bat soup. Sorry. Then we were told that while we were in the midst of all this, we had some extra COVID on top of that. Then we didn't hear about flu. We really weren't hearing much about the cold. And everybody just seemed to have COVID. Now here we are. New flu season. New cold season. New pneumonia season. And people are saying, look, this is my yearly bronchitis. Give me my antibiotic. Well, we don't do antibiotics for bronchitis anymore. I know you use the Z-Pak. You love the Z-Pak. But we're saving the Z-Pak for coronavirus patients and for gonorrhea. So you're not going to get that over the phone for bronchitis. Not unless you're lucky and the doctor didn't read the guidelines. Then, sinus infections. People say, look, it's my yearly sinus infection. Don't call it COVID. So the reason why I say some of us might be looking at something wrong is when we have these flu seasons and cold seasons, there are dominant strains. When it's cold season, each fall, winter, it could be a rhinovirus, an adenovirus, a coronavirus, and whatever strain du jour is happening is going to be the one that you will probably get for your cold du jour of the day. Like, you know, if you ever go to a restaurant, you know, and you want to sound all French, go, I want the soup du jour. And they're like, it's chicken noodle. No, but what is the soup du jour? Yeah, it's chicken noodle. We just have chicken noodle. We only have chicken noodle. When I used to wait tables at Tony Roma's, we had French onion soup. People were like, can I have soup du jour? It's the soup of the day. It's just, we got the French onion soup. You want the French onion soup or not? Don't be speaking French to me, okay? This isn't a French restaurant. I mean, if you're going to tip me like it's a French restaurant, I'll speak French. But if you're going to leave a crappy tip like you did last time, you want the French onion soup or not? I'd also like some flapjacks, please. I've always wanted to work in a diner where I'd be like, order flapjacks now. We weren't allowed to yell back at the chefs on what the order was. We had to very quietly, you know, we're in a computer, put it in. So the infection du jour, the virus circulating, the virus of the season, shall we say. I don't know what the French word is for season. I can already hear people speak French. Correct me. Thank you. The virus of the season is probably not a lot of these rhinoviruses or these adenoviruses, which usually circulate. The dominant strain this year is COVID. So if somebody is going to get a cold, or if somebody is going to get a sinus infection, the average strain that's going to cause that isn't going to be the one that you got in 2018, 2017, 2016. You're going to get your sinus infection, or your yearly bronchitis or whatever, from the season virus of choice, the circulating virus. And this year, it happens to be COVID-19. It might be the UK variant. It might be the Texas emerged variant. It could be the Columbus, Ohio variant. It could be the California variant. But if you're going to have a sinus infection that's non-bacterial, if you're going to have a cold, if you're going to have a bronchitis, there's a good chance that the virus that is doing that to you is COVID. Now, whether a billing company gets extra reimbursement or not, I don't know. I don't get involved in that. I get paid no matter what, whether you're having a heart attack or whether you're having a runny nose. So I don't know. I don't get into that. And I'm the one diagnosing you. So it's completely out of my hands what benefit any company has, whether you have COVID or not. But what's not in my hands or out of my hands is the liability. So if you have a sinus infection or you have an upper respiratory infection and you say, give me my antibiotics so I can go back to work tomorrow, and I send you back to work and you have COVID, and then you infect somebody, and then that person dies, I have not seen anything from the Trump administration or the future Biden administration that they're going to protect doctors. The lawsuits are all on hold. And there is going to be a lawsuit tsunami. And I don't want to be around for that. So if I think you could have COVID because you have a cold or you have an infection, I am going to tell you to isolate. You're going to say, but wait a second. I don't have COVID. I have a sinus infection. I have a cold. How do you know it's adenovirus, rhinovirus, or COVID? You have a cold. The dominant strain this year is COVID. Now, I'm not saying all colds are COVID. You could have rhinovirus or adenovirus, but the more dominant strain, if I was a gambling woman, I think there's a good chance that your cold was caused by a coronavirus. Maybe it's not coronavirus 19. Maybe it's a different coronavirus. So, you know, we're not accusing anybody of having COVID. It's just that's the main strain that's running around right now. It is such a main strain that we're not seeing as much flu. Now, the other day I had a person with a high fever. I sent him to go get a flu test because we'd like to know how many of these high fevers are flu. But the average person is going to telemedicine. So we don't know how many flu cases we've had. We're hearing that the numbers are really, really low. But again, if people are calling in going, hi, I have the flu, give me some Tamiflu, or I think I have COVID, and the doctor says isolate and stay home, nobody's testing, which means no government agency is getting a sample. So flu numbers are going to be very underreported because people aren't walking into the doctor's office. Me, if I thought you had the flu, I would just either diagnose you on the spot or I would do the flu swab. Now, we don't know if it's flu or COVID. But the dominant strain of what's going on right now is viral, we believe. There is bacteria out there. But this virus is very competitive. And the reason why I think some of us are looking at this all wrong is maybe we might be fighting COVID wrong then. Look at how flu is down and flu kills. COVID is competing with flu. I don't think anything could compete with flu. This COVID can. Maybe we need to come up with something that competes with COVID. Now, I'm not saying GMO, a bunch of mosquitoes, or start introducing some sort of virus. The last thing I want is man tinkering with nature. But we need something to compete with COVID. If you want COVID to leave, we are going to need another soup du jour, or we're going to need another virus du jour of the season to knock COVID away. If COVID can't come into my cells because another virus is already there, right, there's already another man on my bed. Get out. Well, maybe if it's Viggo Mortensen and Fassbender, both can come in. But, you know, you hear what I'm saying. Sorry. All right, you know, there's only one receptor. There's only one, you know, it's not going to work. So if you have, if we want to make COVID go away, we need something to compete with COVID. Now, does that mean we want flu to come back? No. Flu kills too. But we need to start thinking about that as we try to fight COVID. 1-877-DOC-LA.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nanocolloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.